This happened during summer when I was 7. I'm an 18-year-old female now. My mother was always working, so I was often left with my grandmother. She would always take me to eat, and after, if I was good, she would take me to the park. I usually got to pick where we ate, so I chose McDonald's. I was sitting down eating my Happy Meal, and my grandma got up to use the bathroom. As soon as she left, a man in his late 20s or early 30s sat down next to me and asked me if I wanted to come play a game. I, being the 7-year-old I was, said yes. He said it was a special game and that I couldn't tell anybody. At this point, my grandma was returning from the bathroom and started yelling at the man to get the hell away from me. He ran out the door, and I got in trouble for talking to strangers. We still ended up going to the park where I saw the man again. I was on the monkey bars and he asked me if I still wanted to play. Now I was starting to get a bit creeped out. I told him I wasn't supposed to talk to strangers and that my grandma was waiting for me. He said that if I won the game, I would get a present. I asked him where the present was, and he said it was in his car and that I should go with him to get it. I said no and started to run. He grabbed me and I started screaming. My grandma heard me and came running. She saw the man and got out her mace. He let me go, and my grandma sprayed him in the eyes until he was screaming. She called the cops on him, and he was arrested on the spot. We later found out he was a registered sex offender and a child molester. I am 14 years old and I live in Salt Lake City, just for a little background, and no, I am not a Mormon. Not that I have anything against Mormons or anything, I'm just saying. Anyways, the story goes like this. One day when my sister and I were young kids, about 10 years ago, we went to eat at McDonald's. As most kids do when they go to McDonald's, we love to play in the playland. So as we would always do, we played in the playland with my dad watching over us. After a while, my dad noticed a man in the playland taking pictures on his phone. He was a grown man, who I believe was somewhere in his late 20s. My dad was creeped out by this, so he confronted the man. My dad asked why he was in there, and the man replied by saying he was with his daughter in the playland. My dad told him to get out, as he was a grown man. The man then refused. The two of them got into an argument. My dad eventually punched up on the playland where the man was sitting and made the man jump up and slam his head. He then came out of the playland yelling at my dad. He then proceeded to leave the McDonald's with no daughter of his own in sight. This may not have been the scariest thing ever, but it's scary to think what the man's intentions were. It scares me to think that he might have taken photos of me or my sister. When my dad told me this story, I just laughed my ass off because of how my dad made this guy slam his head. But after some deep thought, I'm thoroughly creeped out. This happened about a year ago in my first semester of college. I went to an art school in New York City, and my sweet mates and I had a craving for fast food at around 12:30 a.m. We decided on the McDonald's down the street because we're classy as fuck. It was me, my sweet mate Kat, and her boyfriend Tom. We ordered our food. Kat and I decided to split a shit ton of chicken McNuggets and pick a table by the door. Tom and Kat are sitting next to each other, holding hands as couples do, and I'm sitting there being the awkward third wheel and gorging myself on nuggets. In walks a slightly disheveled gentleman who starts to wander aimlessly in the direction of the register. We think nothing of him. I watch as he goes to order his food and turn back to my friends to chat. Suddenly, Kat mutters, "Anna, behind you." So I turn around, and there's the slightly disheveled gentleman again. This time, he's holding a flashlight. I turn back around to Kat and shrug, figuring it's just some harmless weirdo. I feel a tap on my shoulder to turn. I turn around again, and the guy asks,
"The light isn't working in the men's room. Can one of you hold this flashlight while I use the toilet?"
Seriously? Kat, being the nicest and most outgoing person of the group, responds first.
Maybe you tell an employee that the lights don't work. I bet they could figure it out for you.
It'll only be a minute, the guy mutters and holds the flashlight out to us. Could one of you just hold this while I pee?
He insisted. Tom answered next as I was determined to ignore the man.
No, just go ask an employee to fix the lights. But I'll only be...
The man began again, but I interrupted him with a firm,
"Fuck off."
It was a weird situation made only weirder when, as we were leaving, Kat said,
"He never went into the bathroom in the first place. How would he know the lights didn't work?"
When I was about 6 or 7, I used to take swimming lessons in a local pool after finishing school twice a week on Wednesday and Fridays. On Fridays, Mum would take me into McDonald's to get a milkshake as a treat afterwards. I'd sit and drink my shake, then we'd head home, no problems. This day was different. I'd finished my shake and wanted the toilet before we left. So in I went, into the ladies on my own as I usually did. I noticed one cubicle was locked and thought nothing of it. Went in the second, did my thing, flushed and noticed that the person in the other cubicle was unlocking the door too. I hadn't heard them flush. I turned around, and it was a man. Old, disgusting, and tall. Why was he there? I innocently said,
"This is for ladies only, mister."
And he said,
"Why do you think I'm in here, little girl? It's music to my ears. Where is your mummy?"
He took a few strands of my hair and twirled them between his grim fingers and reached a hand to grab me by the shoulder. I shook out of his grip and ran as fast as I could back to my mum, crying. I told her what happened. She told an attendant, but by the time they checked, he'd managed to slip out, unnoticed, and into the busy street. I hope he never managed to get his hands on any little girls ever again. I work at a small McDonald's in an even smaller town in the south, and I've had encounters with many strange people and seen some fucked up things so far. But I saw something today that I thought I would never see, and was shocked at how many people didn't notice or didn't care about what was taking place right next to them. I was working behind the counter at around 7 p.m., and we had lots of people in the lobby, a few children as well. I like kids, so I usually watch them play around in the lobby because they're really cute, but I got distracted by the large amount of customers we had to serve and ignored them for about 15 minutes. I looked back when I heard a man ask in a small voice, almost whispering,
"So, how old are you?"
I turn around to see this extremely tall guy with a shaved head and a red shirt talking to a little girl who looked about 5 or 6. He had a little boy around the same age on his shoulders who was giggling. They were beautiful children with blonde hair and blue eyes. I saw that they were happy and the guy seemed friendly, but something in my head was extremely worried. I had a huge suspicion upon seeing this that these kids were not his own. What grown man would ask a little girl how old she is? And if he knew who they were, wouldn't he already know? Why would he care? But after this, he said something that made my heart sink.
"You should come with me now. I have a little brother who's 6 too. Let's go play with him."
He then began to walk to the exit with the boy on his shoulders and the girl tagging along, and I immediately shot for the door to stop him, just as a lady with blonde hair came out of the bathroom shouting,
"Hey, where are you guys going? Get over here!"
The tall guy froze with his eyes as big as saucers. He was fucking petrified. The lady then scooped up the little girl in her arm and reaches for the boy as the tall guy lets him down, stammering,
"Oh, I was just playing with your kids. They're really nice kids. I just really like children."
All at once, with a nervous smile. The blonde lady then faked a smile back, but still had eyes that clearly said, "Stay the fuck away from my children, you fucking creep." But her mouth ended up saying,
"Oh, I'm glad you had a nice time, but we need to order now."
And led her kids back to the restaurant. The tall guy then hurried out of the front exit, and the lady clutched her kids close to her the entire time she was there, even in their booth. If I ever see that guy at work again, I will immediately call the cops on him. Who knows what would have happened to those kids if I wasn't looking, or their mother hadn't come out of the bathroom at that very second. I do think it's awful that she left her kids unattended in a full restaurant lobby, but no one deserves to lose their children to a disgusting creep with a sick grin like that. My little sister was 12 when this happened, so just over a decade ago. My sister's always been very tall for her age and looks older next to her shorter friends. One time, she and her friends were out shopping and they decided to go to McDonald's to grab some lunch. That particular branch was hosting some sort of event for little kids to hang out with Ronald McDonald. Anyway, my sister sat at a table to hold on to it for everyone else while the rest of her friends went to buy their meals. My sister was sitting there quietly when the clown himself stopped by and smiled at her. She smiled back, but left it at that. Except he didn't move. He just stood there looking at her until she got increasingly uncomfortable. When he finally spoke, he asked her what she was doing there and how old she was. She told him she was 12, and he shook his head, saying he didn't believe it. He then told her how pretty she was and touched her arm. Luckily for my sister, her friend showed up just then, and he left pretty quickly. My sister, obviously freaked out a little bit, persuaded her friends to take their food outside and eat it elsewhere. She only told my parents and I about this a few years later. I don't know what that clown's intentions were, but she was not loving it. I went to middle and high school with a tall, skinny guy who I had occasional interactions with, but I always got a weird vibe from. In my senior year, I saw a Facebook post he made that said, "I bet I could get more kills than the Virginia Tech guy if I wanted to, but I don't want to." Despite him saying he didn't want to, I found this concerning enough to report to the school. Fast forward a couple of months later, he was out of JJC and, to make a long story short, he had found out I reported him. We had apparently made peace after smoking weed with some mutual friends, and it was enough for me to not expect getting jumped in the hallway at any time. We both ended up going to a local college, and I would see him around campus. Whenever he spotted me, we'd have these brief, awkward conversations about how life was going, and I would try my best to stay polite while not sounding creeped out. Then one day I was at McDonald's with my roommate, when I hear someone whisper in my ear, "I'm going to kill you someday." I turn around to see him smile and wave at me before walking away. I haven't seen him since then, but I always stay alert for the next random moment where I'll encounter him. Hopefully, what he said that day was just a joke. I'm a 23-year-old male in Florida, fairly introverted, hardly ever get out of the house. This encounter happened a few months ago. It was about 12 a.m. and I was getting a bit stir-crazy and needed to get out and just chill with someone. So I texted a special lady friend of mine. We made plans to do our normal routine of hanging out at this nice secluded park. I went and picked her up, we drove to our spot and spent a couple of hours just chatting about anything and everything. And then she got hungry, so we decided to hop in the car and drive down the road a bit to a McDonald's. Hooray for 24/7 fast food. This is where things started getting weird. We arrived at McDonald's and went inside instead of the drive-thru. She ordered her food while I went to the restroom to wash my hands. I'm a bit of a neat freak. I really wish I hadn't gone to the restroom that night. As soon as I walked into the restroom, I saw this guy standing at one of those heater dryer things. All right, not too weird. But then I noticed that he was kind of hunched over at it and wasn't moving. Whatever, I'll ignore him. I wash my hands and realize that he's standing at the only dryer in the place. The damn paper towels are also empty, so I awkwardly try to ask the guy if he was done using the dryer. He didn't respond. Thoroughly creeped out, I just walk out and dry my hands in my shirt. I get out of the restroom and find my friend, and we sit down at a table to eat. Maybe 20 minutes go by, and we're headed back out to the car to go back to our spot. Well, my friend has to use the restroom, so I figured I might as well also. I mean, surely that guy has to be gone by now, right? Wrong. That guy is still standing at the dryer, mumbling something to himself now. I go into the stall and take a leak, and can hear him hitting the button on the dryer over and over again. I wash my hands and don't even attempt to get to the dryer, but then the guy moves as I'm trying to walk past him. He steps back, right in my path, and just looks at me. I notice he's around my age. He just stares at me and says,
"Excuse me."
Okay. I put my hands down, quickly say, "Pardon me," and rush around him to get out of the bathroom. 30 seconds later, as I'm waiting for my friend to get out of the ladies' room, the guy walks out. He just sits down at a table near me and is just staring straight at me. My friend walks out and notices the creep just eyeballing me. She jokingly asks,
"Make a new friend in there?"
I just shake my head at her and try to lead her out to the car without making it obvious that I'm wanting to run from the guy. Then he does the weirdest thing. He just starts cackling like a madman. I mean, straight up Joker laugh. I'm thinking to myself, "Oh shit, crazy druggy dude is gonna do something bad." Then he just stops suddenly, looks down at my feet and says, "Nice shoes.
Osiris?"
Osiris is a brand of shoe, by the way. I manage to mutter,
thanks,
and quickly walk away out to the car. As my friend and I are getting into the car, we notice the guy staring at me from inside the McDonald's, just straight eyeballing me, a death stare. Then he stands up and starts booking it towards us. He wasn't running, but he was like speed walking. He bursts through both doors of McDonald's and starts coming right at us, and now he looks angry. I pulled out of the parking lot so fast, it's a damn good thing the roads were empty. My friend and I went back to our spot and hung out some more. Every car that we saw in the distance, I kept freaking out, expecting it to be the weird guy following us. My friend just teased me about it the entire night, and still teases me about it to this day, about how I made friends with a creeper in the bathroom who liked my shoes. Back in the 90s, when I was 3 years old, my mom and I were making the 4-hour drive in our minivan to my grandmother's house to visit. When I was little, I screamed from the time I was buckled into the car seat until the time that I was unbuckled, no matter how long the drive was. So, my mom stopped at McDonald's to let me play on the slides and to give her ears a break from my screaming. My mom had a specific way she loaded me into the van. She was afraid of accidentally locking me inside, so she never buckled me in, closed the door, then got into the driver's seat. Instead, she climbed into the back of the van with me, locked the doors, buckled me in, then climbed up into the driver's seat. When we left McDonald's, she went through her normal ritual of putting me in my seat. Once she climbed in and locked the doors, she started buckling me in. Suddenly, she hears someone trying to open the driver's side door. She looks up and sees a crazed man clawing at the two doors on the driver's side trying to get in. He then runs around to the other side and tries those doors while yelling to let him in. My mom starts yelling that she is calling the police, and the man turned and ran behind the building. My mom jumped in the driver's seat and sped away. She never told anyone this story until recently because it scared her so badly. If she hadn't locked the doors behind her, who knows what would have happened. My best friend Liz and I went to Six Flags in Atlanta for a birthday, along with her sister Marie and their mom Lena. We had a great time, but didn't exactly want to spend all of our money on the expensive food the park had. So, at around midnight, we leave the park and look for the nearest McDonald's. You would think that a McDonald's in this day and age would be an easy find, but we drove about 30 minutes before we saw a sign for one. McDonald's, 1 mile to the right, we saw. We drive to the McDonald's and order. You could already tell we weren't in the best part of town. The McDonald's was not up to date, nor was there anyone there in the surrounding parking lots. Either way, we were hungry and didn't care. Once we got our food, we pulled up to a spot to distribute the food between us. I will point out here that Lena's window was down, so Lena, Marie, and Liz are arguing about who gets what food, and I'm looking out the window. To our left, I see a tweaked-out woman and man talking to each other hurriedly and pointing at our car. My alarms were going off, but I didn't want to make a big deal out of something that could be unimportant. Well, the man takes off, and the woman starts coming straight towards our car. I immediately yell to Lena,
"She's coming!"
And Liz looks up and goes,
"Mom, we have to go."
Alina's oblivious until Marie also chimes in about it. This woman is about 10 feet from our car. Lena goes,
"Oh shit,"
and starts going in reverse. The woman yells,
"I just need some help."
And Lena says,
"Sorry, I can't help you."
We speed out, and I look over. The man and woman are running across the four-lane road into the woods. Sure, she totally just wanted some help. We were sure that we were about to get mugged and robbed, but thankfully, we never gave them the chance. I was living in a low-income housing apartment in Minnesota, and at the time my mom and I simply couldn't afford to have an actual internet provider. This meant I leached off of people in my building who had an unprotected wireless connection. Whenever their internet connections would go out, I would be forced to walk down to McDonald's in order to use the free Wi-Fi there. This had become a pretty common thing for me. On one of those internet droughts, I was standing about in the lobby of my apartment about to leave when the guy who lived next door to me, an older guy named Joe, stops me before I go. He tells me that him and another of my neighbors were going to McDonald's for coffee and that he'd buy me one if I went along. I figured why not. I didn't really know much about Joe since I mostly kept to myself. Let me explain Joe. He's hunchbacked with a beer gut, and his ZZ Top-esque beard was full of food crumbs that I can only assume were from a McBiscuit. But he seemed like a nice enough guy, so I went along. After a ride in his rickety truck through the Minnesota winter, I was happy to reach McDonald's. Ah, free Wi-Fi at last. And if Joe held up to his word, a free McCoffee as well. I sit down and fire up the laptop to soak in all that free Wi-Fi. Soon after, Joe comes back with our McCoffees. As soon as he sits down, he starts asking me in a raspy voice,
"So, ever go on God's DNA?"
I look up from the Windows loading screen and ask him,
What?
I was totally baffled and thinking, great, stuck with another fucking missionary. God damn it. He goes on to inform me that God's DNA is the molecules that hold the universe together, not to mention it's what makes men genetically superior to women. I sure as shit didn't learn that in physics class, so I blew him off, and when I got the chance, quietly ducked into another booth to browse the internet in peace. He didn't seem to notice because afterwards a barrage of freaky bearded lumberjack dudes would come in and out of the McDonald's and talk to him for like 15 minutes at a time. I can only assume they were talking about God's DNA because I did my best not to pay any attention, but Joe and his gang of weirdos still gave me a very creeped out feeling. I could tell that they kept looking over to stare at me when they thought that I wasn't looking. Having had enough weirdness for the night, I decided to duck out when he hobbled off to the bathroom, I assume only to take an epic McShit. I took my chance, folded up the laptop and headed out to brave the cold Minnesota winter on the way back home. I reckon that having put up with the elements was preferable to being around a bunch of weird-looking lumberjack creeps. I was almost back to the apartment when I heard the truck, slowly rolling up and crunching the snow. I looked over my shoulder, and I saw Joe in his truck. Next to him was another one of those fucking bearded bums from McDonald's. I waved to them, but I got no response. Whatever, I thought. I went home for the night after that creepiness. But then after that, every night after that, every time I went to the McDonald's, either Joe or one of his weirdo lumberjack buddies would be there. I could practically feel them leering at me. They always appeared grungy and disheveled. Forced to go to McDonald's just to use the internet, I tried avoiding them as much as possible. It almost seemed as if they knew ahead of time that I was going to be there. Considering they all had a relationship with Joe, I think it is very likely that they actually did. Eventually, someone broke into Joe's apartment and stole his bicycle, prompting him to move elsewhere. I learned a couple of things about Joe after he left the apartment, such as that he traded most of his food stamps every month for drugs, and that he regularly told women in our apartment that he wanted to leave his body and spirit and ravish them in their sleep, whatever that meant. After this point, I saw the McDonald's stalkers only sparingly, and then never again. But I'm thankful that I never gave Joe's spirit a chance to ravish me. So about 4 or 5 years ago, when I was 15 or 16 years old, my mom took me to McDonald's for lunch. We went inside of the restaurant, and my mom immediately headed to the bathroom. When I rounded the corner to get in line, I noticed something weird was going on. There was a man at the counter acting super strange, and lots of people in line were backing away from him and gathering into a little crowd further back. The man started shouting loudly at the woman behind the register and banging his fists on the counter. He lifted up his shirt to expose himself to the lady and started yelling extremely vulgar things to her. This is where I stepped in. Since no one else was intervening with the situation, it was my time to shine, I thought. Being a young, punk-influenced teenager, I thought I was going to be the hero. I walked right up to the man and shouted something along the lines of,
"Oi, dickhead, the fuck are you doing? Shut the fuck up and leave."
He turns around and exposes his chest to me and yells gibberish at the top of his lungs. I then thought it would be a good idea to swing a fake punch at him to scare him off. Bad idea. He immediately digs into his pockets and pulls out a huge knife. I don't even know how he was stashing that thing in there. He just holds it out in front of him and starts yelling some more. Everyone who was previously in line behind me scatters and starts yelling. At this point, lucky for me, my mom came out of the bathroom and noticed I was in some sort of trouble. She immediately grabbed me by the back of my shirt and dragged me out of the McDonald's, yelling at me. I explained to her what had happened, and she told me how stupid I was trying anything, and that man was probably mentally ill. Someone came out from the restaurant, found me, and said they calmed the man down and discreetly called the police as not to set the man off again. We waited in the parking lot, and the police showed up shortly after. They detained the man, and as they were bringing him outside to a squad car, the man looked me straight in the eyes, smiled, and screamed,
"I'll gut you next time. I swear I'll gut you, pretty boy."
So yeah, that'll be the last time I try to intervene again. For a little bit of backstory, I was going to meet up with my friends and future roommates at a realtor office. We had all met about a week previous and already pulled our money together in order to pay for an apartment's rent, a steep $3,500. I was more or less taking the lead on finding and acquiring the apartment, therefore I was also delegated to holding everyone's money. I'm a particularly timely person and don't like being anywhere late, so I managed to get to the realtor's office about 30 minutes early. Having missed lunch, I decided to just get a few things from the dollar menu at the McDonald's next door. I walk in, and it's your fundamental McDonald's, a few college kids, a few homeless people, and an older Asian gentleman sitting at a table by himself adjacent the bathroom. I had to go to the bathroom, so I make my way over there and walk into the bathroom to do my thing. It's a one-person bathroom, and the door was broken a bit, disabling it from ever being able to fully close. I start to pee when I hear a few footsteps behind me and a weird chuckle. I'm usually not good at stopping my pee mid-pee. This time, however, I was on point. I turn around and see him trying to close the door behind me and clumsily fumble with the standard silver lock that are in those types of bathrooms. My mind, knowing I have $3,500 in my backpack, instantly goes into a fight reaction. I lunge over to him and grab his shoulders, pushing him up against the wall, and only manage to say the words,
"No, no, no."
While I'm saying these things, he's still smiling and chuckling the whole time, which is the most vivid thing I remember from the endeavor. I then push him out of the way, leave the McDonald's, and go straight to the realtor. It is fully possible that this was a normal guy, expecting it to be a bigger bathroom, and for that I give him the benefit of the doubt. That being said, I'm still morbidly curious what would have happened if I didn't manage to stop peeing halfway through that day, and why he was laughing to himself so creepily. When I was 12, me and my best friend were at the local McDonald's. We were waiting for our food when a guy walks in, probably around 50 to 60 years old. He walks around and doesn't seem to be wanting to order anything. I keep an eye on him because he keeps staring at me and my friend. My friend points that out, and I tell her that I noticed it too. We were both clearly a little creeped out. After about 5 minutes of him walking around, he starts walking towards us. I try to keep a conversation with her to keep us both calm. When he approaches us, He pets the top of my head. I look at my friend and I said,
"Was that you?"
She shook her head. After we got our food, we went to a booth and sat there and waited for him to leave. He walked towards our booth but kept walking. After we left, she told me something that creeped me out even more. Whenever he touched my head, he looked at her straight in the eye. I didn't tell my parents for about a month after this happened, and needless to say, we never went to that McDonald's again.